Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Aleph. We are on page 534. Siman Tov Aleph is Mishi Yoshein Baderech, one who was sleeping on the road, V'choshchelo, and it became Shabbos, it got dark for him. Kona Alpayim Amel Koruach, he's Kona right there, 2,000 amos in all directions. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Mishi Yoshein Baderech V'choshchelo, one who was sleeping on the road and it became Shabbos. Kona Shvisa B'mekomo, he acquires Shvisa, his place for Shabbos, in that place where he finds himself. The Yeshla Apayim Amal Koruach, and he can go 2,000 amos in all directions from where he is. Vidavka Ba'odam, this is specifically talking about a person, Mishum Dehoel V'imhoya Neor Hoya Kona, Yashanami Kona. Since it's a person, if he was awake, he would be Kona Shvisa. So therefore, even though he's sleeping and he doesn't have das right now, he's also going to be Kona Shvisa in that Mokum. Aval Chefse Hefker Einam Konam Shvisa. But if there are items that are Hefker, they do not acquire their Shvisa where they are. Rather, Vehem Kiragle HaZoicha Behem Tchila. Rather, they follow the rules of the person who is zeicha in them first. A person who takes something from Hefker on Shabbos is allowed to bring that item to wherever he can go. We had this idea earlier. So a person who starts Shabbos in a certain place, even though he has no das, he's sleeping. Since if he was awake, he would kona shvisa here. If he's sleeping, he's kona shvisa here. But items that are hefker are not kona shvisa where they are. Rather, they follow the feet of the one who picks them up, and they follow wherever his tchum is. Aval chevtzei ha'eno yehudi. However, the items of a goy, konen shvisa b'mikoman, they acquire shvisa where they are when Shabbos starts. Afal pisha ba'aleim lav bnei shvisa ninhu. Even though their owners, the goyim, are not shayot to shvisa, but the items of the goyim are konen shvisa where they are. And the reason for that is gzeira chevtze eino yehudi atu chevtze Yisrael. There's a gzeira that we give a mokum shvisa to the items of a goy, because otherwise it will cause problems when it comes to the items of Yisrael, and we'll see exactly what that is in the Mishnah Berurah. V'im hotzion eino yehudi chutz l'tchumen. So these items that were kona shvisa belonging to the goy where they are, and then the goy takes them out of the tchum on Shabbos, v'hivion le'ir, and he brings it into a city, yecholem l'talta b'kula, you can carry these items, they can go everywhere in the city. Shakula karba amos, because anything that goes outside of its tchum has four amos. But here it was brought into a city, so therefore the whole city is viewed as those four amos. Ubavacha temu kefasadira, as long as that city was surrounded by a wall for dwelling purposes. Ustam ayoros mukafos adira, a stam city that has a wall is considered hukaf adira, shabonim batim tchila v'achakach makifen osam. Because the normal way to build a city is you build the houses first and then you make a wall surrounding it. Aval stam mivtzarim, but a stam mivtzar, which is a fortress, eina mukafen adira. Again, there they build the walls first for protection and only then they start building houses inside. So those stam are not considered mukaf adira. The Rama says, because of this din of the guy's items being kona shvisa where they are, v'lochein yesh lizar Yisrael shehishol kelev l'eino yehudi v'achziram b'shabbos. So if a Jew lent an item to a guy before Shabbos, and the guy brings it back to the Jew on Shabbos, shalola taltlon chutz me'arba amos, im ein ha'ir mukav mechitza. So then the Jew who gets it back on Shabbos, since when Shabbos started it was the guy's, because it was loaned on loan to the guy, so it's kona shvisa where it was. So now the guy brings it back to the Israel on Shabbos. He can't carry it outside of his dalad amos if the city is not surrounded by a wool. Shari ha-kelim konu shvisa eitzel ha'ino yehudi. Because the kelim are kona the shvisa by the guy, and now they have gone outside the tchum, and they can't be moved more than four amos. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, the whole Vim Hoya Neor, the person who's sleeping is Kona Shvisa right there, because since if he was awake, he would be Kona Shvisa. When he's sleeping, he's also Kona Shvisa. Rosh Lomra means to say, the Avsha Ben Ashmoshos, even though during Ben Ashmoshos, Shehu Zman Kini Ashvisa, which is the time that a person is Kona Shvisa, Hoya Yoshin, he was sleeping, Velo Hoya Miskarin Likno Sham Shvisa, he certainly did not have in his mind during Ben Ashmoshos to be Kona Shvisa, he was asleep. Afilu Hachi Kono Lo Sham Shvisa, Lios Lo Misham Alpayim Amal Koruach. Still, in his sleep, he is Kona Shvisa over there, to be able to walk 2,000 amos in all directions. But the reason is, the whole of him, high and there, since if he was awake, it would work. It works when he's sleeping as well. Sifkoton Beis, as opposed to Chevtze Hefker, they can only be carried based on the feet of the person who takes them. They're not kohen shvisa where they are. Says the Mishabura, the Chefze Yisrael, items of a Jew, sheyesh lahem bailim, that have an owner, heim kiragli abailim. So a person has a makom shvisa, and his items follow the rules of the person. Aval chefze hefker sheyesh lahem bailim, but items that have no owner, they're hefker, umeatzmon lo konu shvisa b'mikomon, and by themselves they can't be acquiring shvisa in their place, mishum delav b'nei das hein la'olam, because they're never b'nei das, unlike a person who's sleeping, he's a bar das, but right now he's sleeping, an item of hefker has no das, ever, therefore they're not similar to a person who's sleeping. So a person who's sleeping is Kona Shvisa right where he is, even without Das. But items of Hefker are not Kona Shvisa. Whoever takes them and follows their feet. But items of Yisrael, those items are Kona Shvisa together with the Yisrael. Sivkotan Gimel, the items of Hefker, whoever gets it first, he's able to bring it to wherever he's allowed to go. The Afshu Chutz La'Payim L'Mekom HaNochas Kelim Mitchila. Even if the item is going to be moved more than 2,000 amos from where it was mitchila, meaning if my makom shvisa is in a certain place and I walk 1,000 amos in one direction and I put on a shirt over there that was hefker, and I can walk back now to where I was 1,000 amos plus 2,000 amos the other way, because that's all within my tchum, 2,000 amos in each direction. So what ends up happening is that shirt ends up going from one point, 3,000 amos, that's fine, because again, the item of hefker goes after the makom shvisa of the person who picks it up. Sivkatan dalin. We said cheftzim of goyim, they're kona shvisa wherever they are. Hainu b'mokom anachosam min hashmashos. The place where they are located during min hashmashos. D'mishom yeshan alpayim amalko ruach. From there they have 2,000 amos in all directions. V'lo yosar, not anymore. We said the reason for that is the gzeira of cheftzei einu yehudi atu cheftzei Yisrael. Zok d'mishabur sekotan hei. Kevan d'alko ponem yeshlan bailim. Since the items of a goy, they have an owner. Im nomar de lo kono shvisa, if we're going to give them their regular din, which they should have, that they're not kono shvisa at all, so osu lemeimar gam mikelim shebaleim Yisrael. People are also going to come to say about kelim that their owners are Jews, shelo kono gam kein shvisa, that those items are also not kono shvisa, v'yatiru lo tzion chus la'alpayim, and they're going to come to be matter to move items of Jews outside of 2,000 amos of the tchum. So the Ikra din is that the item of a Jew follows the tchum of the Jew. The item of the goy should follow the tchum of the goy, which is no tchum. But if we're going to be so lenient on the goy's item, people are going to say, oh, so this item has an owner, and it can be taken anywhere, so a Jew's item can also be taken anywhere. So in order to avoid that confusion, we give the din of the goy's items that wherever they are, that's their mokum shvisa, 2,000 amos from wherever they are when Shabbos starts. Sivkotan vov. So we said the item of the goy gets 2,000 amos from where he is. If the goy brings the item chutz l'tchumen and he brings it to the city, so then you can carry it completely in the city because that's considered the dalet amos. Shekula karb amos. Look to Mishabura. Pirish. De minadin chafotzim sheotzion chutz l'tchumen asurim l'tatlon rak l'arba amos. Normally the din is when an item is taken out of its tchum on Shabbos, you can't move it more than 4 amos. Mikomokom bi'ir zo, when it comes to this city, shim bukefes mechitzas, which is surrounded by walls, mutil l'talto b'kula, you can carry the item completely in the whole entire city. Then nechsheves kula karb amos, the whole city surrounded by a wall, is considered dalet amos. Sevkotan zayin, that's only assuming that that city is mukefa sadira, it was surrounded for dwellings, Akhtam Shabura, Shabanu Tchila Batim Ladira, that they first built houses for living in, the Acharkach Hikifu B'chom Asav, and then they built walls around the city. Masha'en Kenim Hoya Hekef Mikodem, which is not the case if they first built the wall, then Ein Lataltel Shom Elabar Ba'amosim Hoya Hekef Yosim Reisasayim. So if the wall was built first and it was not hukah fadira, then you cannot move the items there more than 4 amos, assuming it's larger than a beis asayim. Because we only care if it's hukah fadira or not, if it's more than a beis asayim, as the Shaar HaTzion points out in Beis, this asayim. Because if it's only a asayim or less, af b'hukah tchila, even if it was surrounded first, meaning it wasn't hukah fadira, mutil tata, you can carry it anywhere. So the only time you can have a problem is if it was more than a beis asayim. So that's when we require it to be hukah vadira. So if it's not hukah vadira, you can't carry it more than 4 amos, even though it's inside a city. Back to the Mishabura, v'arim ha'prazim shalonu, our unwalled cities. Kevon she'tiknu ha'mavuos kedina mitzvos ha'pesach. since the cities are fixed up properly, the mavuis are fixed up properly in terms of Pesach, nechsheves kulam mukevas adira. The entire city is considered hukaf adira. That batim hareim kemechitzos, the houses are considered the walls. Umekomos haprutzim, and the places that are open, halo niskenu b'tzuras haPesach, they are fixed up by tzuras haPesach, the nasal madira, that are made for dira purposes, and therefore even though there's no wall, but having houses making a wall and all the openings connected by tzuras haPesach, that is like a wall. The halo bonim habatim tchila, because in our cities, behold, we build the houses first, yachach osim tzuras haPesach, and then of course we made the tzuras haPesach later. The chotzer, a courtyard, lo olam chashav karba amos, that's always called arba amos. Sivkoton ches, we said a stam city, if you don't know, you could assume a sukkah ladira, houses first, wall afterwards, but a stam niftzarim is the opposite. The derech hulasos tchila ham niftzar, because first you make the fortress, v'yachakach mesyashim v'sokhla anoshim ladur, and then you put people inside to live and to have a place that is protected, so a stam niftzar is not hukkah ladira. Sivkoton tes, so the Ramah says, since the item of a goy are kona shvisa in the place where they are found, if the goy is going to return something that he borrowed from a Jew on Shabbos and bring it outside the tchum, you can only carry it within the four amos if you're not in a city surrounded by a wall. Sefkaton tes shehishil kelev lakum. The case of the Ramah was a goy borrowed something from a Jew mi'er Shabbos, before Shabbos. V'holichon lebeisa, when he brought it to his house, the goy, which is outside the tchum, the after kelim she Yisrael him, even though these kelim be'etzem belong to the Yisrael who lent it to him, mikomokum still kevan she ishilon lo, since the Jew lent it to the goy, konu shvisa etzlo, they're konu shvisa by the goy, meaning where they are. The kol shekein b'shoel kelim and akum b'shabbos. So if this is the din, when a Jew lends something to a goy before Shabbos, it's konu shvisa as if it's the goy's. So certainly, if it was the goy's when Shabbos started, certainly it's kona shvisa wherever the item was, like it was the guy's, and then if he gives it to the Jew, he's certainly going to be limited. Sivkata nil shalolo tautlam, they can't move it more than four amos. Hainu b'malbushim, we're talking about over here, clothing. The bishar kalim, because other vessels, balav hachi also tautlam b'shabbos chus arba amos. Anyway, you can't carry things more than four amos if you're not inside a city. Kevan shein eruv, since there is no eruv. Ubiyontov mishkachas at bishar kalim. However, if it was yontif, then, even if it was other kelim, not garments, the din would apply the ein bo Israel tzah, because as we know in Yontif, in general, there is no Israel tzah, but there is an Israel tchumet. So again, we have two options of what the din could be talking about, and we had this earlier. Either it's talking about clothing, and it could be on Shabbos, or it could be talking about Yontif, where there is no Israel tzah. That concludes Simit Tav Alf. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will do Simit Tav Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.